Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. You're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we have Jory and Clark back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Jory is a great friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, almost 9 years now as a member of our Brain Trust. She's the founder of Spectracom.com. There's nobody in the world who knows more about the virtual world of technology that she does. She's talked to us about that, has trained us and educated us many times over the years, and she's back with more perspective on the online world. Jory Clark, welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning, Jim, and it's hard to believe that we've been together so long, considering you're 29 and I'm 28.
How'd that happen? Well, we were just babies when we started, Jory. You're exactly right. I like the way you think, Jory. That's the story we're sticking to, right?
Well, you know, you are only as young as you feel.
Yeah.
And, you know, my
if I could just avoid those darn mirrors.
Yeah. Well, my mission in life is to try to connect those generations. You know, the kid inside of you.
Oh, yeah.
And the adult that you have to be every day.
Right.
And that's why I thought it'd be fun for us to talk about one foot in the real world and one foot in the digital world.
Well, see, that's one of the things that small businesses have a big issue right now is we have so many traditional Main Street businesses out there that know how to make a living on Main Street.
Yes.
But they're still having a lot of frustration and pain with making a living in Cyber Street.
Yes.
And here's a statistic that I just mentioned a few minutes ago in a previous segment. That still astonishes me. Over 50% of small businesses in America still don't have a website.
Yes.
And whenever I hear somebody not having a website, I say, look, let me explain why you need a website in two words. Local search.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
And it astonishes me why the dry cleaner, the diner, the shoe repair shop, I don't care what your business is. I don't care that if you're making quilts at home in your bedroom, you know, your spare bedroom, I don't care. You got to have a website.
Yes, absolutely.
So how do we get them? But what you're talking about, though, are people who are executing in the online world, but they're still straddling they got one foot on the dock and one foot in the boat, don't they?
Yes, absolutely. And you know, the thing I always tell people is go find a 12-year-old. You know, they're free. They're generally a relative, so they have to sit down with you. You know, it really makes sense.
You're bigger than they are.
You're bigger than they are, right, exactly. And the reason why that's important is because this younger generation that's behind us all has no fear of technology.
They're natives, digital natives.
Yes, and it's interesting. I just came from a conference where they pointed out in a research study that they had done over some time was this concept of digital natives is a little bit false because it gets people to think, well, they're born knowing how to do this. And, you know, frankly, none of us are born knowing how
right.
to do it. The big difference with kids is they talk to each other. You know, they get on the school bus, they get in the playground, they get in the hallway, and they go, well, how did you do that? Well, how did you do that? How did you do that? And as adults, we're afraid to say to each other, oh, how did you do that? And, you know, it's okay to ask that because then that's how you learn.
Well, see, I've been on computer since 1975, Jory.
Yeah.
I owned one of the very first Macintoshes. I had a Xerox computer in 1980.
Yeah.
So it's not like I'm not an early adopter, right?
Yes.
But I still use my mouse to click around. I don't use a lot of shortcuts. I have one employee here who's about 25 years old. And whenever I'm at her desk and we're working on something, I can't keep up with how she's zooming around on her desktop.
Yeah.
And it's just automatic for her. And I'm still, you know, I'm like 30 minutes behind her.
Well, you know, some of it is just they take the time to play around.
Yeah.
And they ask questions.
Yeah.
And one of the things I wanted to suggest to everybody today was to not forget about your cell phone, because in getting digital, almost everybody has a cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a non-scary tool to some of
mm-hmm.
us. And because phones are going in the way of smartphones,
right.
Those are the BlackBerries
I have one.
And
I
the
have
iPods
one.
And the, you know.
I have an HTC with the Google Droid software.
There you go.
Yeah.
It starts you getting into understanding why this stuff is so important.
Hold on to that thought, Jory. Folks, she's gotten us started, and she's going to wrap it up. And as we continue to go through the rest of this information for the rest of this hour, it's 20 till. Jory Clark is our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for continuing to hang out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out. We built it so you could have the maximum opportunity to be successful. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us. Use our stuff. Listen, read, ask questions. 5 seconds, 15 minutes, anywhere in between on any topic under the Small Business Sun. Lots of stuff there, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Jory Clark is one of our top online specialists in our brain trust, one of the best in the world, especially in the area of virtual world technology. But she really keeps up with where things are going, folks, so you and I can do a better job of making decisions on how to grow our businesses. Jory's company is called Spectracom.com. Jory, you were talking to us about the whole idea of straddling the virtual world, having one foot in the virtual world, one foot in the real world, so it's the traditional marketplace, so to speak. And so continue what you were telling us.
Sure, absolutely. I was starting to tell you about we've decided that we should use something that all of us at an older generation know something about, which
those of us older than 35, right?
Right, exactly. So we're going to use the gardening concept of how to plant your garden, how to grow food, how to make a healthy meal.
You're doing this right now, aren't you?
It'll be live next week for everybody to try.
You want to give us a location?
Sure. They can go to kidscom.com.
And folks, this is the site that Jory has talked to us about in the past. This is a place where your children can go and have a safe place to experience the internet and online games and things like that. And it is completely a wonderfully safe environment. Go ahead, Jory.
And it's based on learning. So we're teaching families there about energy efficiency, about how to make your house a greenhouse. And now we're actually going out and planting gardens together. And this is a wonderful project.
See, I would eat a virtual cauliflower. See, I don't like cauliflower in real. See, this is where I could see where a virtual garden would be good for me.
Well, and you know, you could.
Somebody could say, "Have you had your vegetables?" Yeah, I say, "Absolutely." Jory can tell you that I did.
Well, I can tell you, when you eat your virtual vegetables or you make them into a nutritious meal, your avatar can dance.
Exactly.
So
that's
all
exactly
kinds of benefits.
That's what I'm. That's all. I wake up every morning hoping I can see that.
Well, if by any chance there are any listeners that are in East Lansing, Michigan, there's a wonderful garden there located on Michigan State University campus, called the 4-H Children's Garden. And in the 4-H Children's Garden, which is the premier garden for kids in the country, families can go and visit, and they will see something called a QR code. And that all that is, you know, when you scan your groceries at the grocery store, there's a little barcode label, and that beeps and it tells the price and so on.
Right.
That same sort of concept now is going out into the garden. So when you go and, for example, there's a QR code by the corn, you take your phone, you take a picture of the QR code, and down will come a whole bunch of information about growing corn, and it'll connect to recipes in the USDA
wow.
recipe database that you can get healthy recipes for growing corn. And that's just not the only vegetable that'll be coming. There'll be all kinds of good things.
And maybe even a little bit of a deal from some from a grocer?
Well, and you know, this is the opportunity for small business people is to really look at how can they use their local pace of business, put a QR code into their front window, and anybody who has a smartphone that can take a picture can download a free application, take a picture, and down will come information about your hours, your products, anything you want to put in that you would tell them if you could stand outside your door 24 hours a day.
So,
people going by.
So I've got an HTC phone with Google Droid software, mm-hmm. and that's my new smartphone. I love it. And it's got a handiest feature that I've ever had on a phone or anywhere, and that's the voice search.
Yeah.
And so I can pop open that voice search and speak into my phone and say pepperoni pizza in Peoria, mm-hmm. and it'll give me the list of all the pizza parlors in Peoria, Illinois,
yes.
if I'm there. And what you're saying is that if I want to differentiate myself from all the other pizza parlors in Peoria, then I'll let you know that there's a $3 discount waiting you if you click on my screen or my option, my link there, and whenever I show up, you're going to give me a $3 off of my pizza.
Yep.
And you download the little coupon.
Yep.
Folks, if you don't have a website, you see where we're going here? You're going to be left behind because other people are going to do this, and they're going to get customers. You're going to be sitting around and wondering where the customers are, and somebody's already intercepted them.
You know, you might as well just find an abandoned mine shaft and move your business
yeah.
in there because
yeah.
that's about how easy people will be to find
it. And block it up so they can't get in, too, by the way.
Right.
Yeah, because that's what you're doing, basically.
Yes.
Folks, we're not, this is not funny, but this isn't, we're not, you know, we're not being condescending. We're not being mean. We're telling you like it is. I mean, imagine this, Jory, 100 years ago or even 70, 80 years ago. You know, you said, "Nah, I don't want one of those telephone things. That's never going to last."
Yes.
I mean, that's what you're saying. I don't care what your business is. I don't care what you do. If you want customers to buy your stuff and you don't have a website, what you're saying is, I don't really want to succeed.
Yes.
Especially, Jory, when you can get websites for free now.
Yes. There really is no excuse. And I was only half joking about using your younger relatives. If you think you can't afford or you don't want to do anything with any adult, just find a local high school that has a computer.
Start with interns. Interns. The local college interns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they need the credits. And they're very motivated. Stand by. Jory Clark and I will be right back. 10-10. At least the mystery is gone. We're back at 7-0. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Jory Clark is our guest. Jorian is the founder of Spectracom.com. Jory, tell us about your company.
Well, we really focus on looking at how digital communications can help businesses market and sell products. And what we're really focused on right now is our KidsCom.com experience, which is really teaching 21st century education. You know, we're going to have to get smarter to compete in the global economy. And the way we need to do that is figuring out how to use digital technology and how to cooperate together. Because with the Internet, as you and I have talked about before, you can become a big business without having the footprint of
right.
a big business.
Right.
And these QR cards that I was mentioning.
The one with the coupon, folks. That's the one with the coupon.
Yep. And you can actually put a, you know, if you go to Google QR code, you'll find a lot of helpful information about it.
Just go to Google and
put in
QR
code.
QR codes.
And you'll see that people are starting to think about putting them right on their business cards.
Right.
So that if you hand someone your business card. They can use the QR code and download a whole lot more information.
Flip it over, put the QR code in the back, and you got something right on the back there.
And a whole digital brochure can be delivered right through a business card.
Now is a QR code a barcode?
It is. It looks like a square.
And it's on your phone, and they scan it, don't they?
Right. They just take a picture. You get a free, there's a free application you can download for in 1 minute for your iPhone or your Android phone. And, you know, any of your service phone services.
So it literally is like a, it's a barcode that the merchant can scan and
just take a picture and It calls information. And QR, it actually came from Japan. It stands for quick response.
Right.
And what small business person doesn't want to have?
It came from where?
It came from Japan.
From Japan, oh.
Yeah. It came from some learning and algorithms that were going on there.
Right.
But now Google is jumping on this, and they distributed QR codes for people to put into their restaurants, and then that connects up with their, their search engines.
Right.
So it really is a way, again, to optimize your website. It's a way to digitize your brochure. It's a way to make you 24/7 present for anybody who would like to have a lot of information but maybe doesn't have the time to pick up physically a brochure or talk to you on the phone so they can get this downloaded to their phone and then read it.
Well, I like this because what you're doing is you're helping Main Street merchants, Main Street businesses, see an opportunity to convert their online activity into some kind of performance, some kind of execution, mm-hmm. some kind of sales that they can sort of measure a little bit.
Yes. Yeah. So a fun way to see a demo, we'll put it up on our site, and Jim, if you want, we can put one up on your website.
I appreciate that. Now, give us the website again.
Kidscom.com.
Is that all we got to do? Just go there?
Just go there. And next week, you'll be able to build a virtual garden where you can harvest crops, and then you can create healthy, nutritious food linking into the USDA recipe database. And when you eat that nutritious food, then your little avatar dances away.
I'm going to do this just so I can eat some cauliflower.
Yeah, there you go.
See, I like broccoli. I'm just not big on cauliflower.
Then you can tell your wife how you ate your vegetables.
Exactly. In fact, I ate it raw. I ate some raw vegetables. See, that's what I'm going to do. Heck with the recipes. Can I make my virtual dip there too?
You can make a spinach dip there.
I like that.
One of them. Yeah, you can.
I like onion dip and spinach dip.
Yeah, and fruit critters and a fruit smoothie, and so.
How about a cherry milkshake? Can I get that there?
You can get a fruit smoothie there.
Oh, okay, just a fruit smoothie.
But if you put in your response or your request for me, I'll make sure we get it up.
All right, I appreciate that.
And this is all, you know, the Michigan State University Extension with the USDA were the folks who funded this, and they just did some very innovative thinking.
They found the right partner, Jory. I'm proud of them for recognizing, finding you that, and getting you involved with them. Folks, they're teaching children they're using 21st century technology to teach children 10,000-year-old principles, right?
Absolutely.
Isn't that a great combination? I just love the way you pull this stuff off, Jory. Thank you for being here. Thank you for helping us today.
Well, thanks so much, Jim. Always a pleasure.
Jory Clark, ladies and gentlemen, Spectracom.com. But go to Kidscom.com and see what she's doing there with that virtual garden. It's really innovative stuff. If you want to see where the world is going online, follow what Jory's doing. You'll see it there. We always get smarter when Jory joins us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingham. Oh, by the way, tomorrow, Steve Forbes. Stay tuned for that.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.